Lisa Pereira is back with another look at what it says in your morning papers.
Employer forced woman to give away her baby. That's the headline above an article on the front page of the Irish Examiner. Anne O'Loughlin reports on a case in the High Court involving a woman who's taken proceedings against her former employer and a number of state agencies for allegedly forcing her to give up her baby for adoption in 1980. The woman, who is now a pensioner, claims the financial institution for which she worked had a position of dominion and control over her as she was vulnerable due to an unplanned pregnancy while single. When the baby was born, she did not want to give it up and refused to leave the hospital, but she said she was given no choice in the matter. All the claims are denied. The case is believed to be the first of its kind to come before the High Court, and sources told the paper that a number of others are also in the pipeline, alleging forced or illegal adoptions between the 1940s and 1980s. The main story for most papers remains Donald Trump's announcement of huge global tariffs. There's a theme emerging. Taoiseach orders caution amid signs of EU division, says the Irish Times. Ireland urges EU to exempt food and alcohol in any tariff countermeasures, says the Irish Independent. EU considers nuclear tech tariff retaliation, says the Examiner. An editorial in that paper says our situation is a delicate one insofar as EU retaliation may inflict collateral damage. The Irish Daily Mirror couldn't resist leading with the penguins in Antarctica, which have also been slapped with the 10% tariff. The Irish Daily Star covers that angle too, reporting that Trump has been mocked for putting tariffs on the volcanic McDonald and Heard Islands, inhabited only by penguins. Both pieces are accompanied by photos of penguins, with the one of the front in the Mirror captioned, "What'll we do?" The main headline for the Belfast Telegraph is Battle Station, but it's not about efforts to counter the UK's own 10% tariff. It's to do with the row over Irish language signage at Belfast's new Grand Central Station. The paper says the deepening controversy over the £150,000 signs threatens to become a flashpoint between the two main parties in the Stormont executive. The Irish Daily Mail reports on a discussion in the Dáil yesterday about children as young as 8 who are being recruited into the drugs trade. Ken O'Flynn, Independent Ireland TD for Cork, said young children who are below the age of criminal responsibility are being sent to threaten families of people with drug debts. They're then rewarded with sweets or a can of Coke. Independent TD for Dublin Midwest, Paul Gogarty, said he met a primary school teacher who had said she could identify children who'd get involved in criminality by the time they were in junior infants, just by the background, the situation and the issues involved. The Irish Sun carries coverage of the Grand National Festival, which it says got off to a sizzling start yesterday after a balmy 19 degrees at Aintree. There's a black and white photo on the front of the Irish Times that would warm your heart. It's of Mick O'Dwyer with his sister-in-law and his son outside his garage in Waterville in 1968. Giant of the GAA, king of Gaelic football, says the headline. And there are photos and tributes of the great man all over today's papers.
Indeed, and well deserved.